One of the important strategies, which are some of the possible problems or strategies from an implementation point of view, is it may be difficult to find a person with every necessarily credential who is willing to accept the assignment. Why? Yes, I am ready to take up the assignment, but the right fit for the right talent is one of the key elements, and that's the reason today for women in a global assignment is today a difficult task, but definitely not impossible. With more and more female participation, definitely today all women employees are an integral part of my employee organization, as a part of my work-life balance, as a part of my promotion from a female participation point of view. The organization should attempt to identify the skills, to identify the skill needs basis on the given global assignment. Give them then that opportunity to prove themselves that yes, in spite of we being considered as a woman, force in the organization, which typically with industries like manufacturing, with workplaces which are male dominant industry, please give your female participations or your female participants an equal opportunity for them to be able to take up more and more global assignments. An expat who is too self-confident may come across as arrogant, as arrogant behavior from a host national point of view. Hence, these are key problems or challenges when somebody is being considered that they are too confident, or they are showing that confidence which is misunderstood as arrogance, could be one of the key elements or challenges from a woman, participation from a global assignment point of view. Finding a right balance between self-confidence and arrogance is little challenging and may be one of the tasks from a cultural sensitivity point of view. With more and more training programs, awareness programs, we can bridge the gap and we can take care of more and more, women in the global assignments point of view. It may be difficult to find somebody from a prerequisite point of view, the personality, the characteristics, who are willing to accept the assignment, because many a times the female participation may be questioned because they may not take up the assignment because of many personal reasons. Typically, family at a home location, you getting relocated to another location. These are a few of the difficult transitions which happens, and hence every organization need to be culturally sensitive to be able to take care of a woman in a global assignment as one of the key elements from your employment opportunity provider point of view. It is difficult to find somebody who has the requisites from a personality or characteristics who is ready to take up the assignment. It is also one of the elements that all of the possible situations cannot be possibly fit from a right anticipation point of view. Some of these qualities, some of this initiative which we are discussing upon could be misinterpreted by any of the people as a part of the discussion. It is also depending upon the cultural context, because not every female participation, not every female from a global woman assignment point of view would be able to understand it from a cultural fitment point of view. Hence, a lot of sensitivity training, a lot of equal employment opportunity service provider related standards need to be maintained so that even the female employees, even the female expats are considered to be the key element of your global diverse population, and hence the intervention should be specific to one particular culture or one particular area, and based on the geographies you need to create more and more sensitivity so that our employees are providing equal support to our female co-workers as a part of our diverse workplace opportunity. Communication is more difficult, from a great distance point of view. Provide specific communication, for example, a video bite, a conference, where a series of communication has been promoted as a part of our email, some trainings, some protocols to be followed, so that communication is clear, communication is related to that one particular segment which we need to target upon, and hence a series of such promotions, series of such more women assignment, global women assignments should be one of the key elements, so that the problems out of this will be addressed right there to be able to treat all our female workforce at par. One of the other possible strategies on implementing ensuring that success of women in global assignment is the policy can be viewed as a culturally androcentric and it is not communicated correctly as one of the key challenges, because whatever we target upon should be clearly communicated to our female workers as a part of our global population. It is always there's a little bit of ambiguity, because this is one of the key element, because there is always a chance that the spouse need may not be matched and what is being offered. While yes, I am one of the earning members as one of the female population in the organization, there will be some mismatch and they may not be able to accept the offer what was proposed upon. Hence, these challenges need to be taken care of, wherein little bit of flexibility has to be shown by both from the employment point of view and also from a female participation point of view, so that their spouse will be able to take care of all the additional tasks, wherein the female employee can focus on her task, her work, whereas the male supporting member can take care of all the house related chores, so that they can strike a positive balance. Because today your ability is not gender specific, your ability is here as a part of your mindset, and hence it's very important for us to understand and to help organization to promote more female participation as a part of our global woman assignment, our work on internationally accepting more and more female participation, both at local level and international level. There are many elements wherein these options may not be available or they not be able to give at one particular location, but promoting the usage and trying to best fit at all level to match the expectation and to be able to match your spouse's need is one of the key elements which will promote more and more female participation from a woman in global assignment point of view. Some services may not be available for expat, let's say from the age of a children point of view, from a location point of view, but these challenges can be discussed further to be able to promote more and more female expat to join the organization, to join the industry. Let's take an example that, if there is somebody or maybe a female expat who's working in one particular line of business, there may be a lot of misperception or misconceptions about you from your personality or from your individual characteristics point of view, wherein they may not be appearing very masculine, whereas they are. At the same time, the behavior may not be that masculine, but they are somebody who are equally competent to be able to take care of different roles, and hence understanding the cultural sensitivity to be able to understand these different models of employment, wherein providing a woman the equal opportunity for them to be able to behave and work from complete professional from professionalism point of view, and their behaviors are one of the key elements we need to focus upon from the participation of women in a global assignment. Let's focus more on the dual career opportunities, particularly the dual career couples. So when I say a dual career couple, I am referring to an assignment or one particular project which is international, and it equally gives both my male population and female population as a couple to participate in that particular career objective which we have decided upon. Both partners here often demand equal jobs, they demand equal time, they at the same time demand equal opportunity and challenges, because your gender is just one of the criteria. They are getting their work, their task, their due respect and recognition by the work which they have done, irrespective what gender they belong to, from a dual career couple point of view. One of the major issues which a showstopper is the relocation of one of the spouse as a part of the, you know, dual career opportunity. Also, because of loss of identity by one of, you know, let's say we lost one of our spouse as a part of our, you know, activity, and they are not able to continue with the same location for a long term per se. Relocation becomes one of the, you know, challenges, because we created this opportunity for somebody who is, you know, looking for a dual career opportunity or a dual career couple, wherein we are providing both our male and female partners equal opportunity. But because of any reason, which could be personal, because of relocation, because of the health of one of the spouses, because of a career loss, or maybe somebody has been asked to go, or a retrenchment of one of our spouses could be one of the element which could create a loss of identity, and at the same time, it would also impact the compensation from a dual career couple point of view. Refusal rates are high for a global assignment, because typically with a dual career household opportunities, one prefers to sit home and take something which is lucrative from an individual point of view, whereas somebody wants to take up more and more assignments. Hence, having a balance between your personal home responsibility and your office responsibility is one of the key game changers from a dual career couple point of view. Today, companies are creating lot of awareness because there is a need of providing a tailor-made support for a trailing spouse's point of view, because in case there is some unforeseen circumstances, we need to able to create that opportunity wherein we are creating equal, you know, recognition, equal opportunities for the other partner in our employment point of view, to be able to take care of both the male and female and all other elements of dual career from an employment point of view. When we talk about the different life cycles of families, you know, you see a beautiful representation of the different age group, and hence, you know, from an early career or from an early life cycle stage point of view, when we talk about, you know, couple, you know, dual career couple opportunity, please try to understand, on the left hand side, you have somebody who are honeymooners, who have just started their married life and they're enjoying their, you know, initial period. Then full nest one, full nest two, full nest three, empty nest one, empty nest two, and dissolution. These are the different elements of the life cycle from a family life point of view, the different stages. When we are trying to understand these stages in a different, level, the first level which we are trying to explain is married couple with children or not yet with children is typically in the age group of 14 to 20, and with number of years in the marriage typically is 0 to 5. This is the international statistics. It may vary from country to country, but typically between 14 to 20, the statistics says that these are the ones which are one of the dual career opportunities, typically keeping couple as a consideration. If I talk about the age group of 21 to 30, this would be the marriage age between 6 to 10 years post their marriage. You know, these are typically couples with the eldest not less than 6 years old. Similarly, 6 to 12 years, 13 to 20 years, couple with at least one child who is living with the parent, because they are now grown up kids, and hence, you know, if you see the transition from 14 years to 50 years and then subsequently to 60 years is what the diverse geographies, the diverse all the dimensions have been explained from the age point of view. If we talk about the empty nest one, here couple with at least one child is living with the parent, and here the age group is typically between 21 to 25 because they are adult and they understand the overall business dynamics, the overall family definition, and the complete cultural sensitivity is being taken care of. When we talk about a couple with the early nest two, here one of the dual career couple has lost one of their partners, one of their team members, or one of their family members. Typically from a couple point of view, it ranges between the age group of 61 to 70, and typically the age group of your marriage would be ranging from 26 to 30. At the same time, when we talk about dissolution, couple who have been living all alone with one spouse, or one of the spouse has been no more, they are died and they are no more living with each other along with the child. The population here refers to the age group of 71 plus years, and the marriage in which they have got associated, here the marriage is at least 21 plus year old. And that's how, if you see all the early stages from a honeymooners to dissolution, all the characteristics of a family life cycle stages have been beautifully explained in this particular graph. Now, when we talk about these stages, stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, stage 4, stage 5, stage 6, and stage 7, there are different stages, different levels, which we need to understand a little better way. When I say stage 1, here I am referring to families, where family career interaction and exploration, where they are trying to understand and they are trying to understand the synergies on how we can explore and create more business opportunities, career opportunities. From a crystallization point of view, here we are implementing these strategies. Once your strategies are established, we are founding, we are laying the foundation of a professional career, when we have agreed that how we can work together as a dual career couple. At the same time, as a part of a transition in our career, they are getting exposed to more and more learning opportunities. From a return of a professional career point of view, there is a lot of recognition and there's a lot of reward mechanism to be able to come to stage 5. Which stage 6, there are a lot of potential, independence, implementation of careers advancement as a part of our learning circle. And at the same time, here with stage 7, we need to maintain a level of achievement, because here, as a part of our career, dual career couple point of view, we are able to take care of our early career, early family, and the overall career life cycle from a complete intersection point of view. One of the early career characteristics on the age with a career exploration, both members at a dual career couple, either a family role is identification as a part of my a career transition, or as a part of my career exploration, where both the members are as a dual couple, we are able to take care of our early family role, and these things are being identified as a part of my selection, as a part of my role specific activities. From a career solidification point of view, for a trailing spouse, a lot of increase level from a role conflict, and at the same time taking care of the role conflict, dual career corner, dual career member will be considered as a part of my early life cycle stages. As a part of a seeking promotion for both dual career members, because here they are able to take more with less willing to take overseas assignment because of family demands, is one of the key elements where one of them will be able to take up a leadership role or should be able to take up more and more assignment. But at the same time, because of certain personal commitment, they may not be willing to take up overseas opportunity. But if given an option, if there's a proper balance between both the members of a dual career point of view, it is one of the demanding and one of the positive signs from a dual career point of view, typically with a career couple into consideration. A potential career break due to family requirements or willingness to serve bases on the need with number of another intangible aspects as a part of their task is one of the key element we need to understand from a career, from a family career life cycle intersection point of view. One of the characteristics at this stage is lack of leaving for childbearing. One of the key elements where typically a female takes a break in her career because she wants to take care of and she wants to get into introduce motherhood in the early stage or as a part of her career life cycle, and hence a little bit of recognition is being missed upon. Many a times, as a female, they are not being able to grow further, and at an early career stage, at a growth stage, they are not able to stay there from a long term per se. And hence the lack of leaving child and the lack of bearing the child for a long term. At the same time, if you're not able to give proper time to your children, many a times female employees, they quit their employment, and hence as a part of our family and a career life cycle point of view, you need to take care of balancing the and giving them more and more employment opportunity after their career break. Hence rethinking of doing the career goal from a matrix point of view for a career success point of view, because here please provide them more and more opportunities to be able to come at par from a gender, from an overall development point of view. A lot of perceived parameters have been considered from a career advancement point of view. Hence a lot of exploration needs to be considered from a career alternative point of view, wherein we are giving them more and more opportunities for them to come back to workforce, to come back to corporate, and prove that they are also one of the key elements of my society, of our society. A lot of stability needs to be there between the work-life balance and the clear realignment of the work and the family roles. These are a few of the characteristics at every stage being one of the reasons for which today we are promoting more and more women to get back to corporate and ensuring that they are able to take care of their family and their employee life cycle from a long-term perspective. Now let's understand the concept of family career progression purely from the life cycle intersection point of view. Here the characteristics from a stage point of view, we are focusing on parameters of lack of having leave because of a childbearing related issues. At the same time, we are also rekindling realignment of our career goals based on the level in which we are working, the various matrices in which we are working from a career progression and a career success point of view. So certain points we need to focus here is at what age the employees and their family members, particularly both the husband and wife, are planning to get into their family planning mode. Here they will not be able to concentrate much, because if there is a lack of leaves in their policy, this could be few of the negative impact or negative elements as a part of their family planning and the concept of childbearing and all the related associations from a concept of having a marriage or how having a happy family work-life balance are some of the parameters we need to focus upon. And hence, rekindling, rethinking, realignment your career goals is one of the parameters we need to focus on from a career cycle, life cycle intersection point of view. It is also a perceived implication that a career advancement or exploring the career, other career alternatives could be one of the issues we need to focus upon. At the same time, we also need to focus on the stability between the work-life balance and having a clear policies, roles, family-related, discussions from a de-alignment, delayment of the entire process as a part of our concept of family under the career life cycle, under the career life cycle intersection. The same point we are focusing from a critical juncture point of view, wherein we are trying to finding a trailing spouse overseas positions, solidifying the family roles for both members for a dual career. And hence, when you have both your partners, both your family members involved as a part of their career progression, as a part of their career juncture, as a part of their, spouse-related challenges, particularly finding time for them, finding the right job fit for them, and as a team, if they are able to work together, these are few of the challenges we need to focus upon. At the same time, there's a lot of stress which has been focused on dealing the increased level of conflict because of difference of opinion. Because when there are two people working together, staying together, obviously there will be a difference of opinion. And because of this, there are chances of rising conflict between all of them or both of them. At the same time, maintaining the career to establish a professional career path is few of the element we need to understand from a critical junction point of view. Let's also understand the difficulty in maintaining the career options and the visible visibilities between the career option, because here from a career point of view, anybody who's wanting to move ahead and take up a new role or get into a diverse role or increase the job responsibility, of course there will be a little bit of difficulty, because for you to be able to manage these critical these functions at a critical junction are few of the elements we need to focus upon. Willingness, which is also dependent on the the expat's commitment, because here if somebody who's going to move out of the association, obviously that's going to also spoil, that's going to also impact both positive negative on your association with your partner as a part of your expat related commitments from the job and from a professional commitment point of view. Birth of children, career based, particularly upon balancing the career and balancing the family. So your decisions basis on the childbirth, basis on the other family related challenges, family related issues they need to focus upon, and that's why for them it's very important to be able to understand this as a part of our career junction, because both the partners need to be comfortable to be able to take up the international assignment, and only if they both are able to do justice to this role, we will be able to understand the concept of having the expat. Particularly when I talk about the expat, I also want to emphasize the option of dual career couple, because here these are the important parameters for both of them to be able to clearly define the future, clearly define at their process on how they want to make that balance between their personal and professional goals. And of course, as a mother, there will be certain restrictions purely from a maternity and from an international visibility and from an international career option point of view, because as a human resource management profession, I'm sure all of us will try our level best to give the family time, to give that balanced time between the children and the mother from a long term per se. But definitely these are few of the challenges you need to focus upon to be able to take care of the right balance between the family and between the professional and personal commitment. On the similar line, we are also talking about from our career life cycle intersection point of view. At this junction, we are planning to taking up, if you're taking up an overseas assignment, reduce time addressing family issues, quit job upon the expat related reiteration, reorientation of balance which is between the career and family, absence of children in the family unit from a career platooning point of view. And hence these are the key elements of your junction we need to focus upon, and that's the reason if you are planning to have dual careers and when you are planning to have international assignments from an international HRM point of view, these are few of the key elements you need to focus upon, because if any one of your team member or any of your partner is planning to quit, that's gonna clearly realign your goals, and at the same time it will also have a negative impact from a family progression, from a business progression point of view. Let's understand the positive and negative outcomes of this particular section. When I talk about negative and positive outcomes, you know, position not necessarily is related to the training spouse career. There is a concept of, there is a possibility of lack of attention on organization to a training career spouse, particularly, you know, keeping the career of our spouse as a part of our need. And hence, these are few outcomes which could be negative or positive, because here we are keeping both our team members, both our expats as a part of our consideration, both male and female, both partners in the family are need to be considered, and hence the position many a times may not be related to one particular spouse. It could be for the other partner and the other related activities within your family. As a concept of family, we are trying to discuss that how they are able to balance their work-life balance, and they will be able to give more quality time to the newborn baby or any other, you know, personal issues or personal commitments which they have, to be able to understand how they will be able to balance that time. At the same time, lot of increased level of divorce today has been spoken about. Typically, you know, lot of spillover because of stress, and that's the reason today, if you see from a statistics, from a number point of view, the number of divorces happening has been increasing, because everybody has their personal commitment, professional commitment, and people are not ready to compromise, and that's the reason many a time, because of such difference of opinion, there's a lot of spillover, and that's why you see there is an increased level of divorce numbers in the off late, because of personal and professional commitments. At the same time, it's up to their personal choice. If they are not comfortable, if they are not happy with the association of marriage, it is always good to discuss what is the best, you know, solution, and how they can de-stress their life, you know, and de-stress their life and work together happily from a long-term person. At the same time, it is equally important for them to be able to establish both the career tracks for the dual career couple, and that's how, if both the couples are able to give that right balance between their professional and personal commitments, and they're able to do some good work, definitely from a long-term per se, this would be a positive impact. And in case if one of the partner are not comfortable and they quit the job, and there are some repercussions of that, definitely it will impact negatively from overall employment in a career couple point of view. One of the most difficult time is to relocation overseas, because the moment one of the partner, one of the spouse is planning to relocate and they both are not in the same location, definitely this would be one of the negative impact. And especially if they have single parent, if they have, you know, if they do not have parents supporting them, supporting their child, and at the same time, if you are one of the single parent, definitely there will be a mismatch, there will be a disbalance between both the family members from a career, from a joint career, from a spouse career point of view. At the same time, lot of discussion which is gonna be highlighted as a part of our financial planning, because these expenses need to be taken care of, and that's the reason lot of expectations will come into picture. If they are able to strike a positive balance in that, it will be a smooth transition, and they will be able to be more productive as a part of their day-to-day activity related from their day-to-day work and other personal professional commitments. Availability of quality health care for the family is one of the important elements, because this is also highlighted that such series of activities will increase the stress level of the employee, and of course the trailing spouse will be equally impacted because of such negative practices, such negative activities, and hence it is very important for the employee and the trailing spouse, they both need to be taking care of their health, have a positive work-life balance, be happy as much as they can, because at the end that's gonna increase their bond, that's going to increase your productivity, and at the end you will be a happy family. And if a happy family is one of the concept of your professional development, obviously you will be able to give more commitment to your team members, to your employees. In continuation to our positive and negative outcome, let's understand this particular slide, which focuses on how to strike a balance, or shift a balance between the more career orientations, the more the more disbalances from a career outcome point of view, because such shifts definitely derails your entire promotional cycle. It derails your entire career life cycle, and also from a employee life cycle point of view, a lot of negative outcomes could be the byproduct of this particular discussion, of this particular activity. At the same time, potentially ignoring family issues that can have a negative impact on your career progression. And hence, these are a few of the negative outcomes which typically are the byproduct of a family career life cycle related intersection point of view. Loss of overseas training experience of the trailing spouse, diminished human capital, difficulty in attracting the other talent in the organization, particularly your co-workers. One of the spouse is potentially a ideal candidate, but because of any difficulties, they are not able to attract the right talent, or they are not able to offer the right fitment for that particular job, for that particular role. At the same time, because of lot of challenges and changes in the international human resource capital, these are few of the difficulties, negative outcome which comes to in our as a part of our discussion on the table. And that's the reason many a times loss of overseas experience for the trailing spouse is one of the negative parameters, and maybe because of this they will not be able to have a double speed related, the double speed related growth of their employment, of their career progression. And at the same time, from an overall productivity point of view, these are few of the parameters we need to focus upon when we talk about the negative and positive outcomes of our job related activities. Less stress, less tension. At the same time, from a positive work-life balance, in the individual family unit, and having a sense of professional accomplishment are few of the parameters which will definitely highly impact you positively if you're able to strike that balance. In case if you're not able to achieve the professional accomplishment, the commitment which you have given, definitely it is going to negatively impact your entire career life cycle, from an intersection point of view.